Good afternoon, Dr. Schneer, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry report on Chastity Johnson. This goes to Jason Honecker on 10-11-22. Mrs. Johnson performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/23/22, there's been improvement period, new paragraph impression, normal study showing improvement period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Doreen Jankowski, J-A-N-K-O-W-S-K-I. This goes to Dr. Ward. On 10-11-22, Mrs. Jankowski performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction. And compared to a prior study dated 10-12-21, there's been no significant change period, new paragraph impression, normal study period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Charles Batts. This goes to Dr. Joseph Farmer on 10-11-22. Mr. Batts performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity of significance, period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Charles Batts. This goes to Joseph Farmer, comma, PA. On 10-11-22, Mr. Batts performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 94%, period. After walking 344 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period, new paragraph impression. Moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Bellflower. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 10-11-22, Mr. Bellflower performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 311 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, new paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine, K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, Ferro, F as in Frank, E-R-R-O. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 10-11-22, Mrs. Farrow performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction, but normalizing the forced vital capacity. Compared to a prior study dated 4/12/22, there's been significant improvement, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on James Hugard, H-U-G-H-A-R-T. This goes to Dr. Galthier. On 10-11-22, Mr. Hugard performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was insignificant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/31/22, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Michael Hartigan. This goes to Scott Gerard, comma, MD. On 10-11-22, Mr. Hartigan performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 415 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period, new paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Ellen Strupler, S-T-R-U-P-P-L-E-R. This goes to Dr. Sheetsky. Sheetsley, S-C-S-H-E-A-T-S-L-E-Y. On 10-11-22, Mrs. Strupler performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity noted. Period compared to a prior study dated 10/6/2021. There's been no change period in paragraph impression normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Cobb. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 10/11/2022, Mr. Cobb performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 4/7/2022. There's been no significant change period in paragraph impression mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Celeste Gossein, G-O-S-S-E-I-N. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, PA. On 10/11/2022, Mrs. Gossein performed a six-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 99%. Period after walking 389 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 93%. Period no paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, Stephenson, S-T-E-P-H-E-N-S-O-N. This goes to Dr. Richard Crane. On 10/11/2022, Mrs. Stephenson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without airways obstruction. Period after bronchodilators, there was improvement normalizing the forced vital capacity. Period no paragraph impression. Normal study with some bronchoreactivity demonstrated. Period. Thank you.